So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey everybody, it is Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, and I know we are supposed to be continuing the Off the Beaten Path series, and today was supposed to be Nebraska, but the past few weeks, my friends, everything has been put into a turmoil. Stuff that we could not plan this. It's just coming, and I have to report this, and I have to discuss it. And, you know, one of the big things was, the last two shows, we talked about those people that we have lost in 2016. And of course, the biggest one that comes to everybody's mind is Carrie Fisher, who of course played Princess Leia. And she died of a heart attack. And, you know, I thought it was kind of funny because George asked me if she had seen Rogue One. So, I don't know. Did Carrie Fisher die from a heart attack after seeing Rogue One? I don't know. The world will never know. But there's a few things I want to talk about here, and we're going to have to get into Nebraska next week, folks, because there's so many things that have come up here. And now I just got an email here. I have contacts that send me things, and I filled out surveys and things like that. So I get emails all the time from the Sierra Club and all kinds of those greenies just to know what's going on the other side. And I got an email here from the Sierra Club. And folks, you got to hear this stuff. Dear Tommy, in less than 2 weeks, Donald Trump will become the only world leader that doesn't believe in the science of climate change. Oh my goodness. No, he is the only world leader who understands that it is not real. It goes on to say, Trump and his administration oppose the EPA and the Clean Power Plan, a plan to withdraw from the landmark Paris climate deal. He wants to sell off public lands and intends to expand fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure. He's nominated a cabinet full of climate deniers with fossil fuel hacks, and together they've promised to resurrect the Keystone XL pipeline and ensure the Dakota Access Pipeline is completed. Oh my God. Then, in bold letters, there's no denying it. Donald Trump's election is a threat to the future of our planet, the safety of our communities, and the health of our families. That's why we're coming together as part of the People's Climate Movement this January 21 through 24th, the first 100 hours of the Trump administration and beyond, to stand up for our planet and communities. And it gives a link to RSVP. Now, on the back side of the link, it goes on to say, if the policies Trump proposed on the campaign trail are implemented, they will destroy our climate, decimate our jobs and livelihoods, and undermine the civil rights and liberties won by many hard-fought battles. during the first 100 hours of Trump's presidency, just 2 weeks from today, the People's Climate Movement is calling for hundreds of actions around the country to fight back. Together, we will show that this will not allow climate deniers and Trump's cabinet to threaten the planet, and we will not allow attacks on immigrants, communities of color, women, the LGBTQ community, and workers to become the new normal. And this is just the beginning. On Saturday, April 29th in Washington, D.C., we will come together for one massive march to bring our demands to the streets. Hallelujah. We will march for our families. We will march for our air, our water, and our land. We will march for clean energy, jobs, and climate justice. We will march for our communities and the people we love, and we will be louder and stronger than ever before. And folks, I mean, this is a real email, okay? This is some serious stuff, and I want you to understand this. This is what these people believe, and they are espousing this garbage. They are either firmly convinced that global warming is real, or they just want to make us believe it because there is an underlying thing that they're doing here. And we understand that it is not real. There is no such thing as man-made global warming. Yes, we are getting a little bit warmer, and it's because of natural solar changes. Also, the continents are shifting, so we're going further south and getting warmer. It has nothing to do with pollution. But these people, my God, this is something that just shows, in their own words, how they think and how they react to this stuff and how they want to respond. And that, my friends, is the scary thing, the way that they respond, by sending out these emails and demanding that people show up and interfere. And that is unacceptable. And I really hope that in the Trump administration, he puts an end to this crap, because it's about time. I am tired of being accosted for my beliefs. I'm sure you listening here, you're tired of being accosted for your beliefs. And we shouldn't have to put up with it. We don't have to put up with it. But as long as there are groups out there, like the Sierra Club, this is going to happen. But you see, folks, the interesting thing about the internet is that it works both ways. Now, I get emails from the Sierra Club and Change.org and a whole bunch of these organizations all the time. And it started because I did sign a petition about 8 months ago that was a really good petition. It was. But that led to other petitions and getting routed to other organizations. And of course, when you sign the petition, you have to put in your email address. So now I have these emails coming in all the time from these radical left-wing organizations wanting me to sign their petitions. And of course I don't, but the thing is, it monitors them. It allows me to monitor them and report this stuff back to you. You know, there's an old saying out there, keep your friends close, keep your enemies even closer. And that's what I've done by getting set up with these organizations. And I get things all the time, folks. You wouldn't believe it. Change.org probably is the biggest one. That is, if you're not familiar with Change.org, that is a site that puts out petitions. You start a petition. And somehow or another, and I don't remember what it was that I signed. It was something simple, you know, like saving a tortured animal somewhere. And now I get all the left-wing liberal petitions. And it disgusts me what I get. And the majority of them are things, you know, petition Barack Obama to release another 15,000 drug violators. It's disgusting stuff, but you really need to keep abreast of it. And the only way that you can do that is to infiltrate. So I would suggest that you sign up with change.org, sign one of their petitions, and get on the mailing list. And folks, you will have these things sent into your mailbox. And it's stuff that you would have never even believed that the liberals are pushing. But it's a good way to stay on top. So I would recommend that you do that. That's change.org. There are occasionally links that tie into other things. The World Wildlife Fund, which again is a huge liberal left-wing organization, but they do from time to time have legitimate petitions. One of them, and I don't remember if it's change.org or not, there is a jaguar named Shadow that was born in captivity, was raised in captivity, has been put on display in various circuses, and he's somewhere in Virginia. I'm not sure where. And the SPSA, the animal rights organization up there, anyway, I don't remember what it stands for. They have somehow, they have the authority, a private organization, mind you, has the authority to release this jaguar to a place in Colorado where it can roam free in thousands of acres. And they won't do it. And that makes absolutely no sense to me. The SPAC, is it? The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals? Okay, well, I got that part right. Anyway, they are a private organization that somehow or another, and we see this on TV, folks, they got badges, they have the authority to come in and seize animals, which is a bunch of crap. And these folks hold in their hands the ability to release this jaguar to a place in Colorado that would let it roam free, and they won't do it. So yeah, I signed that petition to bring Shadow home. So what I'm suggesting is that you do this as well. Get in there, get your name in there, get your email address in there. Let them send you feedback so that you understand who they are and what they're trying to do. Because there are a few good petitions out there, like bringing Shadow home, you know, stopping the elephants from being tortured at the circus. I understand that. But most of the stuff they put out there is absolute garbage. But you need to be aware of it. So I would suggest that you log into the World Wildlife Fund, that's the pandas, change.org, and the Sierra Club. Get yourself on those mailing lists and learn what they are doing. Because, folks, the best way to know your enemy is to become their friend. They've done that to us for the past several decades. And it's time that we do it back. So go to change.org and set up your own. Demand that Barack Hussein Obama produce a legitimate birth certificate. See, this works both ways, folks. They always want to trash us, but we can trash them back. So let's do it. Go to change.org and set up these petitions demanding that Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, prove his citizenship with a piece of paper. And you and I both know he can't do this because he was born in Kenya. But we can do the same thing back to them, folks. We can do this. Set up these petitions yourselves. Come up with, I don't know, just pull something off the top of your head that deals with the rights that have been stolen from us, and to investigate these things. And let's throw this back on them. They've had the advantage for the past 8 years. Under the influence of that illegal alien who has been illegally controlling us. So let's do something back. Go to change.org and start your own petition for an investigation into Barack Obama. And I'll leave it there, but folks, I mean, you can come up with all kinds of things that we want to investigate him on, or Hillary Clinton. Let's do it. Let's get these petitions out there into Congress and let them know that we, the people, don't believe in a left-wing, liberal, socialist system, that we understand that Barack Obama is an illegal alien, an illegal president, and everything that he's done should be overturned. Let's get the message out. Let's let them know. And I'm going to leave that up to you. I am merely the messenger, folks. It is my job to report the facts to you. And now you have the understanding and the knowledge to do something about it. I got to go to a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud. Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So before the break, I was sputtering on there about Barack Hussein Obama, and him producing a valid birth certificate. Well, I mean, this guy is trying to do so much damage before he leaves office that it's not even funny. I've told you over the past couple of weeks some of the things that he plans to implement before he leaves. But he is now announced that he's going to get into going after gerrymandering. Now, he's going to make that one of his top priorities once he leaves office. See, he's not content with minding everyone's business but his own, while he's in office. Once he gets out of office, he's going to continue sticking his flat nose into other people's business where it doesn't belong. Now, one of the Liberals' top excuses for why they lost over 1,000 seats at all levels of the government during the Obama era is what they call gerrymandering, and that is taking districts and redrawing them. Well, this has been going on forever, folks. But what Obama wants to do here is to do this all across the country and focus on it. And if he's successful, it could literally destroy America as a constitutional republic. Now, Obama and former Attorney General Eric Holder announced the formation of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. And it's an umbrella group that will direct campaign strategies, ballot initiatives, and legal challenges to existing legislative maps. In other words, redrawing them. Now, Democrats argue that after Republicans won massive victories at the gubernatorial and state house level in 2010, they were able to redraw the congressional and state legislative district maps to benefit their candidates at the expense of Democrats. Boo-hoo. Again, they're the ones that started it. And North Carolina is a prime example of that. As a matter of fact, the term gerrymandering now has what's known as the snake district associated with it. And that was drawn by Democrats to create a black seat. And Mel Watt held that because there was no way that he could be unseated until he was taken by Obama and brought up to Washington to run something. I forget what it was that he was put in charge of, but it's still, you know, a black district. Once the Republicans got in there, they went even further to segregate that and make it even more restrictive so that the blacks had that seat only and none others in North Carolina. It was very successful. But what Obama is looking to do is to take that dirty trick and implement this across the country. So, in other words, you would have these huge areas that would look absolutely nothing like a district. It would look like an octopus or a squid or something like that, or some kind of alien life form with all these tentacles going out all over the place to reach out and into maybe a single neighborhood to attract more voters. And it's something we've really got to keep an eye on, folks. What they're doing now is they're focusing on the district maps so that they can rig a system against Republicans by drawing maps that make it easier for their candidates to win an election. Again, they're cheating. Now, if they could do this and win big in 2018, it would give the Democrats a huge advantage for 2020. And that's when the census comes out. And that is what's used to determine these legislative maps. And so they are really focusing hard on the 2018 midterms. 38 governorships, including 27 that right now are held by Republicans, and state legislative seats are going to be up for grabs. So we got to try and keep an eye on that and make sure that they are not successful. That would be a very, very dangerous thing indeed. Now, this new group has just announced that they've hired an executive director, Kelly Ward. Now, I'm not sure if that's a man or a woman, Kelly, I'm not sure. But Ward ran the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee for the last 4 years and presided over a massive defeat in 2014 and a failed attempt to retake the House in 2016. Just to give you an idea who this person is, in political reports, Ward is coming in initially as the interim executive director of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee as it continues to come together, meeting with donors, hiring staff, managing groups, joining as members, and beginning to identify races to target as the effort gears up for action 2017, 2018, and into 2020, and then the actual rounds of redistricting in 2021. They're serious about this, folks. Goes on to say, many of the current maps for state legislature and House districts represent Republicans' fundamental challenge to our democracy, Ward said, because of how much gerrymandering they entail. Well, again, they are the ones responsible for that. And it goes in here trashing Donald Trump, and Donald Trump being elected has helped wake up Democrats to the need to focus on these races to begin building the party back. Ward said that since Election Day, there has been a rapid uptick in the money and interest flowing into the NDRC, which is being charged by Holder with the full support of Obama and what's expected to be a main political focus of his post-presidency. Yeah, he has no intention of going away. The man just has not learned his lesson and will not learn his lesson. Legislative maps that favor Democrats, of course, would allow the party to implement their agendas at the state level. And things like gun control, welfare benefits for illegal immigrants, and expanding Obamacare were largely blocked because Republicans control the overwhelming number of state legislatures. So they're really trying to go after this, folks. Something we definitely need to keep an eye on. Because if Obama's plan to change the redistricting process in the Democrats' favor, the left can then pick up at the state level where Obama left off in fundamentally trying to transform America and ruin it and turn it into the world cesspool that he so desperately wants. Now, I still have a few minutes left here. I want to talk about what happened last week regarding those four black punks in Chicago that kidnapped that white kid. He was mentally disabled, and they savagely beat and tortured him for a couple of days, and they made him drink water out of a toilet, continually hurling racial insults against him. F white people, F Trump. Now, surprisingly, they were actually charged with a hate crime. I really didn't think I was ever going to see the day when blacks were charged with hate crimes, because, of course, the hate crime laws were created to punish whites and not blacks or Hispanics. But they've been charged now with a hate crime. And what they did was just absolutely horrible to this kid. I mean, this kid is, as if he didn't have enough problems to begin with, I mean, now he's going to be traumatized by this for the rest of his life. But at least he'll have an understanding now about how blacks think and how they act, how violent they are. Most violent crime in this country is created by blacks. Black on black crime, black and white crime. It's mostly blacks that are doing it. They are just a savagely violent race, and that's never going to change. And one of these days, maybe people will start to wake up to that fact, and hopefully Trump's presidency will allow people to see what's been pulled over their eyes for all these years. So I'm at the end of my time here, folks. I gotta run. Be back next week, and then we will be back on the Off the Beaten Path series. We'll be picking up with the state of Nebraska, the Cornhusker state. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom. If you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until then, my friends, take care, and out for now.